May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'd quote a couple of scriptures. If you get the As and Word devotional, this is what it was about, and the scripture that Deacon Bracken read relates to it too. People love the Mount of Transfiguration, and Christians love it when you're in that environment, when you just live in this environment where there's just manifest glory all the time. The reality is that you got to carry that glory down to the valley where real life is happening, where there's brokenness. The disciples, I think in Matthew passage, they were arguing among themselves about who was the greatest in the kingdom. They couldn't deal with this boy. There was this failure in ministry. There was jealousy and division, dispute, chaos going on. Because the truth is, that's where life happens most of the time. Jesus said, "The thief has come but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And then 1 Thessalonians 5:24 from the King James Version says, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it." Those are two great verses. When you become a Christian, you're baptized into Christ. You're immersed into his very life and his story. And his story is still being told on the earth. And he's telling his story through your story by living his life through you. That's the heart of New Testament Christianity. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And the truth is that Christ guarantee that as Christians you can have an abundant life is that he came. Jesus didn't say, "I came to give you abundant life." Jesus didn't come and then touch people with a magic wand and say, "Now here's a gift called abundant life." Jesus' presence is imperative to live life and life more abundant. That's why he came to die for us, but also to live in us that life which he calls an abundant life. And the thing that I appreciate about that is, again, I've been a charismatic pastor for over 3 decades, and that is that I find often for us as charismatics, we want to run from one experience to the next. We become conference addicts. We're always going to the next conference. We want to have the next encounter. We want to have the next thing that happens to us. And we want to get zapped. I want to get zapped again. And I appreciate it. Anytime I go to a conference and if it's God and I get zapped, thank God for it. But you see, I'm looking for a life, not just an experience. Jesus said he came that you might have an experience, and that experience be more abundant. The word abundant is excessive. He didn't say that. He didn't say, "I came that you might have an experience at a conference, and an experience might be more excessive." He said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Now, if you have an excessive experience at a conference and it propels you into a life that happened, that works supernaturally in the valley, not just on the mountaintop, then that's great. But Christianity, most of the time, isn't lived on the Mount of Transfiguration. It lives in the valley where there's spiritual warfare and there's stuff going on, where real life happens. And so I want to know what it's like to live a supernatural life. Jesus said, "I came that I might have life and have it more abundant." An excessive, a supernatural life that's lived in my den and in my kitchen and in my office. Not just when I'm at a conference or when I'm leading a conference. See, sometimes I have people say to me, "But you need to understand, I'm real charismatic." I go, "Well, what does that mean? As opposed to not being real charismatic? You mean to tell me that you're as filled with the Holy Spirit as you possibly know how to be in this moment? Then yeah, amen. If real charismatic means that I'm real charismatic, that means that you're kind of wackadoodle? I don't think that's got anything to do with being spirit-filled. Now, the Holy Spirit can do wackadoodle stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, people lowered folks down to the ceiling and they got healed and Jesus did some odd things, but I just think that Jesus wants to tell his story through your story, and he tells his story through your story by living his life through you, and he wants to live his life through you in your life and all the nitty-gritty stuff that make up life, not just the glamour but the grit. If Christ is not free to live his life through you, if your life is not excessively overflowing in the den and in the office as much as it is in the worship service or at the conference, then you don't really understand what Christ came to do. Because Jesus was the same sitting around the fire or raising the dead. And abundant life is the life that Jesus lives through us. It's the same in the den, in the kitchen, in the back room, in the bedroom, as it is at the conference. Because Jesus said, faithful is he who called you. Whatever it is he's called you to do, whether it's in the den or in the kitchen or in the office or at the conference, he said he'd do it. He is prepared to demonstrate his faithfulness. That's what it means to be extraordinarily crazy charismatic. For Christ himself to live out the life he lives in the small and the big of makeup life. That's what the Holy Spirit came to do. Glorify Jesus, not draw attention to you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.